So come on, my soul, don't be shy. You've got a lion inside of those lungs. Isn't that just beautiful? That lion that can sing. And then we're reminded who is the Lion of Judah. You look at me this morning, you said, why are you wearing a suit? Came back from the dry cleaners. We have a wedding that we're celebrating today. Peter and Samantha, their daughter Shannon, is getting married at 1:30 this afternoon. So I'm doing double duty today, so congratulations. And I just dress once, not going to happen twice. We also have another celebration, a little grandchild, great-grandchild for Evelyn Gordon. So congratulations, Evelyn and Ian. A great-grandchild. How amazing is that? What a blessing from God that we can see these little ones in our own lives. Your word is a lamp that guides our feet, is a light that lights the path. And this morning we're going to speak about that light, Lord. Thank you for the light in our lives that came in Jesus Christ. And now will you quiet our soul as we listen for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Human beings, we're kind of interesting things, aren't we? Delicate, but so amazing. But it's also true, for example, that we will sometimes know the truth about ourselves, but yet we choose not to believe that. Let me give you an example. So when I get up and I go look in the mirror, I see the gray hair, and I see there's a few more lines coming on, and the old skin is not as elastic as it used to be. So what do? I choose to believe that that's not what other people see. I choose to believe that they see a much younger me, that is way more intelligent, and they don't even see the gray hair. That's just who we are. We rationalize. Sometimes we'll lie to ourselves. A few years ago, there was an article written in the New York Times. The heading of the article, and I think you have a slide for this, Ted, says, "Our infinite capacity for self-deception." You're thinking, boy, he's going into wild waters this morning. Relax. Remember, you know me. I'm not a negative guy. We're going to start somewhere and we're going to pull it up, right? So hold on. The article is about a man called Victor Crawford. Now, you're thinking, who's Victor Crawford? Never heard of him. Neither did I until I read the article. Victor Crawford was a lobbyist for the tobacco companies, lobbying against laws prohibiting alcohol, tobacco use, all of this, lobbied against that. Despite the fact that they all knew that it's not good for you. Victor Crawford himself was a smoker. And at the age of 59, he got throat cancer because of his smoking. Despite that, he continued lobbying against anti-tobacco laws. 3 years before his early death at the age of 63, the New York Times sat down with him and spoke with him, and this is where the article comes from, "Our Infinite Capacity for Self-Deception." This is what he said, and there's a slide for that, I think. "In a way, I think I got my just desserts," and that's not a spelling mistake, "because in my heart I knew better, but I rationalized and denied because the money was so good and because I could always rationalize it." That's how you make a living, by rationalizing that black is not black, it's white, it's green, it's yellow. And we're good at that. Often when we look at our own lives, we will rationalize. And forgive me, we will deceive ourselves because we know the truth. But we choose not to. Oh, I don't have an anger problem. But yet, at the drop of a dime, I'll fly off the handle at anything or anyone. Oh, I don't think too much of myself. I think I'm really humble. That is, until someone brings a correction or says something. Someone wrote, and boy, this is hard, and forgive me, because I don't often use these kinds of words in a sermon. Someone wrote these words: deception is the heaviest burden that the soul will ever carry. But it hit me so hard when I read that. Because until you know the real you, until I know the real me, I will never be able to live freely and lightly as Jesus invited me. And that's why we're in this series called How to Unburden Your Life. With that wonderful, wonderful invitation, come to me, walk with me, learn from me, and I will teach you the unforced rhythms. And there's a big word of grace. And then I will teach you how to live lightly and freely. So this morning, we're going to talk about getting to know me, each one of us. So may I introduce myself to you this morning, please? Good morning. My name is Aubrey, and I am a recovering sinner. Amen. That is who I am. I choose not to believe that often. But when I choose not to believe that, I deceive myself, and the truth is not in me. Because I still stumble and fall and I sin. But if I choose not to believe that, I burden my soul. And that joy of living lightly and freely is not mine. So this is what John, and you know we're going to be in the book of John for a little while. This is what John writes in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This is the message that we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness, deception, lies at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, deceiving ourselves, we lie. The truth is not in us. But, verse 7, and there's your biblical button. I'm going to get back to this in a little while. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us, makes us live lightly and freely from all sin. If we choose to walk in the darkness, we lie, and the truth is not in us. Boy, John does not play around, does he? Just calls a spade a spade. Because here's the thing. We often choose to walk in the darkness and then rationalize that. I'm not so bad. You look at Chad. You can't even compare. And I don't mean that in a mean way. You know that. You look at Alexander, and boy, I'm like an angel. I'm fine. But here's the problem with rationalizing. You know why rationalizing works? It only works when I can hide it away and not tell the truth about it. Then it works. But here's the thing. When I hide something, what does that do to me? I don't live lightly. I don't live freely. I don't live in those unforced rhythms of God's grace because I'm always hiding, and we all do that. I promise you, I'm getting out of the dark stuff in a second. But isn't it the truth? I'm talking about myself. We all do it. It started way back when with our, I don't know what they were, Evelyn, great, 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 great grandparents called Adam and Eve. They walked in the light, and then all of a sudden, they decided to go from the light into the darkness. And what's the first thing they did when they went from the light into the darkness? They hid. They hid from God. They wanted to hide from the truth, because in the moment they stood there and they thought they were so great, it was like, whoa, you're naked. You too. But they didn't want to know that, so they hid. They didn't want God to see that, so they hid. And the more you hide, the more afraid you are. And the more afraid you are, the more you hide. And here's the problem with hiding. It doesn't protect you. It isolates you. Because I know that. When I am doing stuff that I know that God does not like, I don't talk to God. I hide from God. When God comes around this corner, I go around that corner to get away from God. Because that's what hiding does. But what does that do to my soul? It burdens my soul. And we cannot live lightly and freely. So what do we do? I told you I'm going to get back to the but again. Verse 7. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And now I'm going to tell you why I started by saying, good morning, I'm Aubrey, and I'm a recovering sinner. Because if those folks that are struggling with alcohol addiction and addiction walk into that AA meeting for the first time, what is the first thing they have to say? Good morning, I'm John, I'm Jenny, and I'm an alcoholic. What do the folks that sit there say? Hello, John. Hello, Jenny. When I walk in the light, I have fellowship. Because when John and Jenny sit down with all those folks, none of those folks are saying, oh, you. Because they've all been there. They've all done that. And they all share the same thing. What do? They say, welcome. They create a fellowship around each other. They care for each other. They get a sponsor that will be there. When I feel I'm going to fall, I can call and say, help me. They'll come and they'll help me and they'll be there. Can I tell you something? Just look around in this place for 1 second, please. You're sitting amongst recovering sinners like you and like me. And none of them wants to do this. All of them want to do this because we need each other. I can't walk this road alone. I need you to be there for me when I fall and you pick me up and you say, it's okay, we still love you. It's okay for you to stand there being our minister because you need to be a little higher than us on a little cloud, right, with a halo around the head. And yet that's not true. I fall so often, and I stumble so often. But I know there's a place where I'm okay, where I am loved, and where I am cared for, and where I can walk, knowing that you are there, and we are there for each other. We don't have to hide. It isolates. God doesn't isolate. God creates fellowship. Where we are okay not to be okay. And I know we don't like the word sin, because for too often in the church we were just told we were sinners and all going to hell, and then when are we getting out of hell? That's not it. You know what sin is? Sin is missing your goal. Missing that goal that God has for you. And how wonderful it is to come to God and say, I'm missing the goal, help me to reach that. Help me to hit that target that you want me to hit. He's not standing out there saying, I'm going to get you out of here. He wants you to get a gold medal for hitting your target every time. And that's why he invites us to walk with him. To walk in the light. Because in the darkness you stumble and fall. In the darkness, you can't see, but in the light, you see Him, you see others, you see God's love in one another. I wanted to bring my guitar and sing you a song this morning, but you'll laugh at me because I don't have a voice like my good friend out there, Scott Beda, or these beautiful young ladies that are part of his life. It was a song that was written by a young man when my son was in grade 12 in South Africa in school in the choir. They sang, this young man wrote a song and it goes, I'm not going to sing it, but the words go something like this. He says, and I will walk in the light, your hand in mine. And I will stay by your side, knowing that you will be there when I stumble and when I fall. For you are God. And you are with me when I walk in the light. Bradley, you and Jacques sang that song 20 years ago. You sang that song in this church. I will walk in the light, your hand in mine. And when I stumble and I fall, God does not run away. Actually, if you read the Bible, God is the one who's always running toward us, never away from us. When we were in the darkest darkness, He ran towards us in Jesus Christ. When we were lost, He ran to find us. When we walked away like the prodigal son and we came back, He stood with arms wide open. I don't have to carry the burden in my soul. So how do we do that? How do we do that? He gives us beautiful advice. Verse 8. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves. Boy, there's that first word. And the truth is not in us. But now listen to this verse. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and He will forgive us our sins, and He will purify us from all unrighteousness. If we run away and we hide, we're isolated and we don't live lightly and freely. But when I come to the light and the light shines over me, what does He do? He forgives our sins. Lynn, I got three Greek words today, but this one you're going to love because we do this in the session. Often when we have had to do something before a session meeting, we'll get permission from the elders. And then the session meeting, we will come back and we will homologate our action. Means we say that's okay. The Greek word for confess, homologeo. God, when we come to God and we homologate, we say, God, can I bring them all? This is what happens. God says, I heard them. And what does God then do? He says, you're such a piece of so-and-so. See ya. He forgives. Now listen to the word forgive. Forgive in Greek, aphiemi. And I've told you this word before. Two words. Apo, which means away. Iemi, which means send. God aphiemes our sins, sends them away. When I come stand and His light shines on me, I don't have to hide that in the darkness. When I homologate them and say, here they are, God sends them away. Micah 7:19, what does it say? God takes our sin and He throws them into the deepest deep of the ocean. And He never thinks about them ever again. Then He plants a little sign on the beach and it says, no fishing allowed. Because when you go try and find them back again and you ask forgiveness for them, you put the whole of heaven into a tailspin. Because they're looking for the sin, but they can't find it because God has thrown it into the deepest of the deep sea and He has forgotten it. He sends it away. And then there's this beautiful word and here comes your Greek word again. And He will purify us. You know this Greek word because you say it in English. Listen carefully to the word and think if you know what it means. Katharizo. Katharizo, catharsis. That's where the English word comes from. What does it mean to have a cathartic moment? All of the stuff that was in me that was bubbling up and that was making me tense, and I can have a cathartic moment. It goes out and it's gone, and I breathe and I live lightly and I live freely. That's what God does. He says, hey, come here. Come walk with me. Come learn from me. Lightly and freely. And I will let you live a cathartic life, purified, breathing God's breath. That is who you are. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ in one verse. Because Jesus is the image of what happens in that verse. Jesus' life lived that and tells me that there is nothing in this world that I can do that God will love me less. There is nothing in this world that I can do and I can carry that God will not forgive. There is no sin too big. There is no sins too many that God will come to the point where His grace is not enough. For it is by grace that I have been saved. So why would I burden my life? If I can come and say, hello, Lord, this is Aubrey, and I'm a recovering sinner. And God says, hello, Aubrey, I love you. It's only when we know who we are that we can come and unburden our lives and live lightly and freely. And we know who we are because we have been forgiven and purified. So here's what John says, and I'll end with that. My dear children, I'm writing this to you so that you will not sin. But if everyone does sin, here's God's promise. We have an advocate. You know this word in Greek. Parakletos. Who is the Parakletos? The Holy Spirit. That's His name. But we have another one in heaven who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous. And He Himself is the sacrifice that atones for our sins. And not only our sins, but the sins of all the world. You're not alone. You have an advocate in this world, the Parakletos, the Holy Spirit that walks with me, holds my hand. But I have another advocate that pleads for me in heaven. When I come before my Father, Jesus says, I know who that is, Father. That's Aubrey. He's a mess. But you know what? I love him. And I died for him. And Father says, that's so cool. I love him too. That's who you are. Amen. Take a few moments of quiet prayer. Good morning, Father. It's us. And we're so grateful that we can be in your presence. Thank you, Father, that we may love each other as you have loved us. Thank you, Father, that you have created this community. A community where everyone is loved, where no one is perfect. And everyone is welcome because of you. Thank you above all that we are welcome to come before your throne of grace. And that you lift the burdens off us as we just give them to you. And you purify us so that we may live lightly and freely. Oh Lord, we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.